The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Detrás del centro. Va a venir la entrega para el novato. Corre por el centro. Hay un hueco. Está en la 20. Nick Chubb todavía de pie. 30. Nick Chubb. 25. 40. 50. Nick Chubb.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Hasta la vista, baby! Nick Chubb touchdown!
Oh, we are hoping for that. Maybe the big return of Nick Chubb this week. Thanks for tuning in to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. Welcome, listeners. And welcome, fans. This is the only weekly live call-in advice show brought to you by Sleeper Wire. If you're listening on the replay, the phone number isn't going to work. But if you're listening live right now, you can actually call into this show and interact with us. And when you call in, we answer your question first. We drop everything. We stop and we take your call and we answer your question. So the number to call in is 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. And you can do that throughout the show. I'll give you the number later on. It's also on the screen if you're watching. We are on Twitch. We are on Periscope. We are on YouTube. And if you want to reach us outside of the show, you can join our Facebook group, the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club, or the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. On today's show, my Dynasty and Devy specialist is back. He's part of the FTN Network and Destination Devy. He's helping you dominate your Dynasty and Devy leagues at Twitter, DL Football. He's also offering free straight razor shave after Movember is over. Appointment required, so book early. The Canadian Destroyer, Jordan Richards, on Twitter at Chubboy J Rich. And my deep sleeper seer, he follows all the practice squad guys on Twitter. And he knows what's for dinner before he gets home. Who's the prophet at Sleepwire Hoos on Twitter?
All right. Yeah.
Lucas is taking a day off. He's actually a little bit busy. I want to give a quick shout out. It is Veterans Day, and not only should we thank the military this Veterans Day, we should really thank them every day throughout the year for the service they perform for our country. But today, to all veterans of all branches, thank you for your sacrifice, thank you for your bravery, and thank you for the example you set for us all. In short, thank you for your service, specifically any listeners and fans. I know George is a former Marine here on the Sleepwire crew. I don't know if we got a lot of new guys. I don't know if any of them have served, but if they have, we're happy to have them here as great teammates. All right, we already got calls, guys, so wanna hop into it?
Let's do it.
I don't know who this is. This person's called before. But good evening. Thank you for calling the Sleepwire show. What is your name? What's your question?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zeus.
Oh, hey, Zeus. Go Raiders! Oh,
hey, Zeus. What's up?
I think we know that guy.
What's up, Ben?
Yeah. What's going on, brother?
All right. I made a mistake and benched DJ Chark, but I still won.
All right.
So
all right, then.
I'm in fourth place right now.
Been in S.
Yeah, okay. I'm in fourth place right now.
Clobbering.
And just real quick, I want to try to make two more trades. I don't think I'm going to get Russell Wilson. The guy really doesn't want to let him go. He's trying to get like all my best players for him, so I'm not going to do that. But the other guy I'm trying to get is Derrick Henry. First, let me tell you what my team is. What would you guys offer for him? Because right now my strongest thing is, I think, wide receivers. And I don't mind going four wide receivers the rest of the way and just two running backs. It's let me remind you guys, it's a 14-team standard redraft with one quarterback, three wide receivers, two running backs, one tight end, and one flex. So at quarterback, I have Derek Carr and Carson Wentz. At wide receiver, I have Julio Jones. He's on a bye this week. DJ Chark, T. Higgins, Antonio Brown, Alan Lazard is still on IR, and Henry Ruggs. At running back, I have Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, Ronald Jones, David Johnson, and Latavius Murray. And then at tight end, I have Darren Waller.
I mean, good-looking team. I mean, obviously, you're a little banged up. It's tough because you are fourth, and obviously, you need to win these games. But again, you're not giving away these players. I think you're hurting yourself, cutting off your nose, spite your face type of thing. It sounds like every week we're talking about Russell Wilson. You're trying to get this guy. I don't know if you're going to get Russell, man. He wants CMC. He wants something like that. And at that, I don't know. That's paying a bit much, no?
Yeah. The only reason why I was trying to get him because he was in last place for the longest, but now he's in like third to last. So he's not going to be in the playoffs the way it's looking. So I'm not really worried if I don't get him, because then I'm not going to see him, you know?
Right. So what you want us to pair up some of these players to try to get Russ again, or what are we doing?
No, Derrick Henry. Who would you guys pair up for Derrick Henry? I offered him, for now, I offered him Ronald Jones and Allen Lazard, because he needs wide receiver help.
I think you'd have to start with like a Julio and see what else you'd add to that, because Derrick Henry's, you know, top five running back when he's going. So I think you got to start with a comparable wide receiver, and you don't want to give up Julio, mm-hmm. but in standard, they're pretty comparable and Henry has higher mm-hmm. touchdown upside. So from that standpoint, I think you got to start with Julio. If you can sell Lazard now that he's back, I'd look to make that move. Any more, you might be giving up too much though.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Kinda cause like right now I was looking for a quarterback. The Carson Wentz guy, he dropped him. I don't know why. I mean, his weapons are coming back, right? So if he was putting up points without them, he's going to be with them, right?
Yeah. So one man trash, another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a great playoff schedule. So, I mean, that's what you're holding.
I'm excited for this guy. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
So I've been excited for Ruggs because, you know, I've been watching all the games this year, and he's got the talent, but it just hasn't happened yet. I mean, is he droppable or what? The only thing I'm afraid is that game that he finally puts it together, and I have Derek Carr, the stack with Derek Carr, you know?
It's tough, though. Like, I would trust Lazard over Ruggs. I think the volume will be more consistent. And to your point about missing the Ruggs game, you're probably going to miss it anyways, and you're going to hurt your team more by playing him every week than trying to hit on that one or two games that he does finally hit. It's kind of like playing Marquez Valdes-Scantling every week. When he played the Niners, you know, he scored those two touchdowns on, I think, only two receptions. But if he doesn't do that, you're going to be running into issues. You know, you're not going to be hurting your team more. I'd probably be starting Lazard over Ruggs than simply playing Ruggs just for the stack with Carr.
All right, so he's pretty much droppable then, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, you don't want to deal with the headache, and you're not going to be able to start him every week. So unless you're going to pair him up with somebody, what size? You said it's 14. You'd probably be able to move him in a 14 man. You should be able to move him. I mean, I don't think he's unmovable at all. It's just what are you expecting to get?
Because honestly,
you know,
I don't think going the rest of the way. I think I'm going to go Jones, Chark, and T. Higgins. And then at the flex spot, it's going to be between Antonio Brown and Allen Lazard. So
that's a decent rotation.
So what I would say is that's where I think that if you do make that Jones swap, you do have that added wide receiver depth. So swapping out Jones for Henry, if you can make that swap, that will give you a bit more balanced of a roster and allow that wide receiver depth to take its place in the playoffs while just starting Derrick Henry. And then who's your other running back? Was it CMC? Throughout the rest of the playoffs, you have those studs locked and loaded, and you have used that depth of wide receiver.
Yeah, yes,
you don't want to trade that. Sorry, what?
Yeah, I have CMC and Aaron Jones are my two guys, my main ones.
Yeah, like that's those three of CMC, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry that could carry you throughout the whole playoffs.
Right,
just those three guys. Like Julio Jones will be more hit and miss than Henry will, and I think that having those three together, if you can find a way to make that happen, then using your wide receiver depth to just kind of get some extra points to fill it in throughout the playoffs, you're probably better off than holding on to Julio. But that's kind of the only way I'd see it working. Anything else where you give up a Jones or you give up a CMC and kind of make it work some other way, I think Julio is probably your best bet. And then kind of going from there with that deal, if you can make it work.
All right. Yeah. I don't have a problem moving Jones. Cause I mean, T. Higgins looked like he was a gem. The guy that drafted him, dropped him early in the year, and I picked him up and he's been nothing but putting up like more than 10 points a week. So DJ Chark is looking healthy finally. He was just dealing with that. And then I think Antonio Brown, they're trying to get him involved. I don't know why, but like real quick, you know, so that's good, you know. And then hopefully
he could be someone you look to move as well, right? Because seeing that early involvement, try and sell that to an owner. Say, oh, Antonio Brown's the guy. Mike Evans sucks. Chris Godwin can't stay healthy. Sell him on Antonio Brown.
And sell that playoff schedule. That playoff schedule is nice. I mean, that's reasons why, you know, I was advocating for people to go try to buy Godwin while everyone's down on him and while he's injured. You know, if you got nothing else that's flex, he has a very good playoff schedule that develops, you know, that rapport. So that's, you know, that's what you're selling. Brady connection, opportunity to look for him, So that's a team that's probably going to pass a lot towards the end of the season. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely another piece you could move.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because, all right, that sounds good. That's the main thing. Those are the only two guys I'm chasing. Wilson, most likely I'm not going to get him, but I'm not, you know, I'm not worried about that because that guy's not going to make it to the playoffs. And the Derrick Henry guy, though, he, I think he's in the top six right now, too. So that's the one I'm, you know, I kind of would rather have out of the two.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like it. I like it.
All right.
Well, playoffs around the corner, man. That's more exciting than you.
My guy, I bought his jersey when they drafted him, and he hasn't put it together yet, but I know he's still going to get it done.
It's a long-term investment, Jesus. It's a collector's item eventually, right? You know? Yeah.
Right. All right.
What do you think? Yeah. Raiders going to win this week?
Oh, hell yeah, man. They're going to – I think this might finally be the game where they put it all together, man.
All right, man. Looking forward to it.
I know. I'm still waiting on that one, too.
I am a vicarious fan through you, my friend. I am not a Raiders fan, but I enjoy hearing you get excited about their wins. So thanks for the call, Jesus. We got to run. Guys, the phone lines are wide open, 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP, if you want to spell it on your phone. Let's jump into the mail sack. We got some questions. We'll do a couple of these first, and then we'll get to your questions on the live streams, comments as well, if you're following along on YouTube, Twitch, or Periscope. You can just drop questions in the comments, also listening on MailSack. You can do that on Mixler. Here we go, from the sack, Raffy. Trade question, trade Gibson and Juju for Michael Thomas. I have Aaron Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, Swift. I've got Galladay, McLaurin, Hollywood Brown, Debo, and Jefferson. So he's building up that wide receiver depth. He's getting rid of Gibson and Juju for MT. What do you think?
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I think Drew's going to spread it around too much, personally.
Yeah, I mean, this was why I was worried about Michael Thomas coming into the season. They brought in Emmanuel Sanders. And I don't know. I mean, Michael Thomas has been a complete bust for you at this point. I mean, you're buying into, obviously, you avoided all of the time where he was a headache, and you had to deal with Juju, Aaron, you know, I mean, Gibson, you're able to use Gibson. You're still able to use Gibson. Michael Thomas, we just don't know. I mean, I don't love this trade. If you do, I would say it's okay. I don't think it's going to cripple you, but I don't love it. I mean, I think I'd probably be okay with keeping Gibson and Juju, but if you're just trying to get a roster spot, it's not bad. I'd give it about a C+, B-.
Yeah. Yeah. It's solid. It's solid. But I think Juju could be outplayed, you know, but we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to R. Summers. Start two, half point. AB, Chark, and Drake. I need two of these guys for this week.
Have to be AB and Chark.
B, Chark, and Drake. Yeah.
I mean, want to start Drake?
No, you're not starting. I mean, we just practice, so you don't even know if he's going to play. And even if he does play, he's going to just look like, yeah, so in short, no. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking in the throw.
Okay. It's the one. Who do you project to have the best rest of season between Dallas Goedert, Hunter Henry, and TJ Hockenson? That's a good question, actually.
Goedert for me.
You think so, eh? I think I would still roll with Hockenson just because he's been so consistent. As much as I like Goedert, it's I think the situation's
get him involved
tough.
So much.
Oh, for sure.
And they're just working him back into the game. I think he's going to probably be like a tight end one for you the rest of the season. And again, I've just been looking at his schedule, that Eagle schedule. It might be all much to do about nothing and just they completely blow up in your face, but it looks good based off of all the games that they've been playing. And the, you know, the matchups that end of season looks very good. And if there's no Zach Ertz there, and they're still targeted Dallas Goedert, even though he didn't do much last week. Still, I think he still had like 7 or 8 targets or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So I do like Hockenson. I just feel like Goedert, the volume that he gets, just is a little bit more appealing.
Yeah, Goddard's a ceiling play, and I think Hawk is, if you want that safe floor consistency, that's why he's like tight end 4 on the season. So
yeah. No, he's definitely safe. He's definitely for sure safe.
Okay. Farm hole, pick 2 for flex. Robbie Anderson, Deontay Johnson, Toledo Rockets, and Fournette. 2 flex spots. I need 2 of those 3. Or swap Swift out. of running back two, put Fournette in there. Aaron Jones is his running back one. Keenan Allen, McLaurin are his wide receivers. So what do you think in the two flex spots, Robbie Anderson, Deontay Johnson, Toledo Rockets, Fournette? Or do you take Swift out and put Fournette in the RB2?
How do you feel about Fournette this week? I kind of like the matchup.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's kind of like they need to do something.
I have like three spots apart. I have Swift a little bit ahead. I'm probably, I seem to be higher on Swift than, most. I just like the talent. I think that, he looks pretty good out there. And Fournette, although, I don't know, I like the matchup. I just feel like you just never know with the team. They have a lot of backs, and you just never know. Fournette is a one-year guy. Yes, they're trying to win, but I don't know. I feel safer with Swift, so I think I'd probably lean with Swift as the – what was that? Is the third guy?
No, that'd be
he'd be staying in the flex.
Yeah,
he'd be. In oh
the,
yeah, I keep
he'd be staying in the flex.
So then,
you're basically saying then roll with Deontay, and it was
either Robbie Anderson, or Deontay Johnson for the other flex.
Yeah.
Or what? Swift here?
It's Swift, Fournette, Anderson, and Johnson are basically the four. We need two flex and one running back out of that group.
Yeah. It's gonna be Swift.
You want to take Deontay?
Yeah, actually, I don't have Deontay very – as much as I like Deontay, I just don't like that Steelers wide receiver. I don't know. It's they just like it's a merry-go-round who's going to get the hot hand. They spread it around so much. Clay is probably the safest, but I don't know.
So you want to roll with them with Robbie and Fournette?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Swift and Fournette and Robbie.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Swift, Robbie, and Fournette. All right, let's get to some of these questions from the stream real quick before I move on. This is from the real Niso. First time here. I have a feeling I should have been here from week one. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Never too late to start. Never too late to start. Hop in anytime. King Itzy 20 Keeper Dynasty trade question for you guys. Can't call in, but I can type. Barkley injured. I'm 5-4. I have a decent team. Lost 3 weeks in a row. Got offered Robert Woods, Aaron Jones, and a second for Barkley. My Marquise Brown for a third round pick as well. So let's take the Barkley trade first. Jordan, you're Dynasty guy. So talk to me about this. Woods, Jones, and a second for Barkley. Are you making this trade?
That's so hard because Aaron Jones still doesn't have a deal, but he's been so good. And if it was honestly all three of those guys for Barkley is a pretty fair deal, I probably wouldn't want to do it. If I'm already, especially if I'm already losing, I'd probably just hold on to Barkley, pack it in, wait for next year, because those guys are just going to just help you win games and make your draft pick better. If you're already out of it, I don't know if I'd want to make that move. You're 5-4. If you really want to contend, I like it. If you really want to contend, I like it. But it depends on what else you got. You like it?
I like it a lot because he's also getting a second. So, like, I know the second isn't too sexy, but if you got another second, maybe you pair that up to get a first. Now you got Robert Woods, Aaron Jones, and a first-round pick, for Barkley. And we don't know. Obviously, Barkley is a talent, but, guys get injured sometimes. These generational talents. I mean, I'm not betting against my guy Barkley, but I mean, we know what Aaron Jones is. He's been steady, not cheeseburger Eddie, but you know what I'm saying? He's been the different. He's been staying in shape. I think he's going to get a deal. Robert Woods, a second.
I think you have to really think you're going to win because next year you will regret the hell out of trading Barkley if you don't win. So I think if you're going to make that move. Yeah, no, but we don't know what Aaron Jones is going to be next year, though. That's the problem.
Right.
Because the problem with Jones is, like, even this year, he was a third-round pick because people weren't sure where he was going. Barkley's 102. Barkley hurt is probably still a first-round pick. Aaron Jones is closer to that now. But if he switches teams, his value's going to take a hit. Right, Woods, I don't know what to make of Woods. He's been good, but the volume's been inconsistent. The Rams have been terrible. The second is nice. To me, it's kind of just window dressing. I think it's a fair trade if you think you can win, for sure. If you think you can win it all, but at that point, I'd be trading that second, probably a second if you have it, a first, to get even more talent on that roster, to trade up even further. Because once you're selling Barkley, that's going all in. You're not tanking anymore. You're not waiting until next year. You're not staying stagnant. You want to start selling those picks for assets you can use to win this year.
All right. Second part of the question, we have Marquise Brown for a third round pick. What do you guys think about that? Marquise Brown has not been.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Not in. He was a first round pick in the NFL. I don't care how bad he's doing. He's not John Ross. You don't just trade him away for a third round pick.
Did you take a second for him? I don't even know if I take a second for him.
I think it depends on where you think that second's going to fall.
Right.
And
right.
Then do a lot of research because there's a lot of wide receivers coming into this draft. I don't think it's a good trade to trade him for a second, but let's say that second is, you know, in the top 2-3 picks and you start planning out the draft and then maybe it's super flex. So the QBs are going to get bumped up. You may get, you know, the right player may fall to you. Kind of like we saw this year. There's a few players like even T. Higgins was kind of falling into the second round of drafts. Not to say that's going to happen again, but we may see a similar type of thing happen. But as far as I'm concerned, one thing as far as my dynasty strategy, I like to pay up for underperforming wide receivers.
For sure.
Because what I view it as, I'm paying for experience. Wide receivers take 2 to 3 years sometimes. Absolutely. Paying for that experience is better than just selling 2 years in because they haven't produced. You want to go the reverse way, trade away a second round pick for a player who's not producing, hoping they go Curtis Samuel, they go Christian Kirk, that third year, they start to pay off for you a bit more.
Right. And you're waiting for his third year to break out since it's not going to be this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump back into the mail sack. Well, one more question from this, then we'll hit the mixer questions. JFan87, full PPR, Logan Thomas or Goddard? I'm going to assume for this week. Let's do that one first. So tight end, Logan Thomas or Goddard? Who do you like? Who's?
I'll take Goddard.
Yeah, Goddard all day.
All right. Second part, drop Moss, Ayuk, or Lindsey for Landry or Judy to flex. Anything worth in there?
That's really tough for me.
Give me the names again. So you said Moss.
So he's dropping Moss, Ayuk, or Lindsey, and he's going to grab either Landry or Judy to flex this week.
Yeah, I'm fine with dropping Lindsey.
Who are you grabbing, Landry or Judy?
Judy.
Yeah. I think that's the way I'd lean too. He's seen double-digit targets in the past 2 weeks. He just went crazy against Atlanta. I think he's ascending right now. He could be a second-half stud.
All right, so Lindsey for Judy. Third part of the question, try to trade Gibson and McKissick for Davis as the sad owner of CMC didn't get Davis. That didn't get to the sad owner of CMC who didn't get Davis. So,
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's the sad owner of CMC who didn't get Davis. So he's trying to buy Davis.
Right.
Giving away Gibson and McKissick, I wouldn't do that.
That's way too much. You should be thankful that person said no.
Flex. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're not happy
and
about
CMC. CMC's supposed to be in, too, right? He's supposed to be in this week.
He's out.
Yeah, he's already out.
He's out for sure?
I think so, yeah.
He'll be out.
I thought he's trending towards playing now.
When did you maybe you saw news more recent than I did? I saw that he was probably going to be out this week, and he's like week to week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was earlier today though. So if you saw something within the past couple hours, you might be right.
I will check.
So obviously, pay attention to it's Wednesday. You might be listening to on a Thursday. It's early. Check back on Thursday, Saturdays. Those injury reports. You know, check Sleeper, check, you know, follow us. You know, I'm sure we're going to be tweeting about it and these players as well.
So. I just checked it. Yeah, it's week to week, like you said.
Week to week. All right. South Should Misfits.
Return this season, but week to week.
We'll see. We hope. South Misfits, AJ Green question. I love these. Should AJ Green be dropped? I think we might have said this two, three weeks ago. I think this question came up quite a bit.
Not dropped, but it really, that's... In a vacuum, the answer is no. There has to be the right situation. But I think in a vacuum, there's too much volume in Cincinnati to just straight up drop him. As much as he may be frustrating to own, I don't think you can just drop him.
Heat Culture wants to know, sitting at 4-4, 3-game win streak. Oh, we got a call. Sorry, Heat Culture. You're going to have to wait a few minutes. Thank you for calling the Sleeper Wire show. What is your name? What is your question?
Oh, man. It was going to go through that fast.
What's up?
I said, I didn't think I was going to go through that fast. It's DJ, man.
Oh, DJ, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How y'all doing tonight? Y'all been busy?
Not yet. You're setting it off, man. Set it off. Get us fired up. Turn your damn radio down. Jeez Louise.
Did y'all just start?
Yeah, about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm in second place.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
Starting lineup is Russell Wilson, AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Lockett tomorrow. I got McKissick starting. I'm not really sure what's going on with Gibson just yet. I got Ebron at tight end, and I got Tyler Boyd at flex. What are your thoughts?
Very good. I like it a lot.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Not strong.
Okay.
What you got on for us, man?
What's that? Hello?
No, DJ, DJ, please continue, DJ. Hello? Continue with your question.
Oh, okay. I got Edmonds on the bench. I got Logan Thomas on the bench. Antonio Gibson, since he's having like a shoulder issue. I got Darnell Mooney. I got Higgins. Jesse Jackson, we don't know what's going on with him right now either. I got Jalen Reagor, Wilkins, Jamal Williams. I got Eckler and Sony Michel in my 2 hour spot.
Sounds good, man.
Say what?
We have to take turns, guys. All right, Jordan, first respond to what DJ said.
Well, I just sounds like he's bragging. I don't know. Is he just bragging? Why aren't you in first place with that roster?
Right. That's what I want to know at this point.
I lost to the guy first place. I forget, man. Something. I think it was Lockett. Lockett had like a very low score game, man. So I was like, dang, that's really what it was. I think.
Yeah, I mean Lockett's. He's up and down guy. I mean, that's kind of what he does. You know, he's not going to give you another one of those huge games like he did. He's not Devontae Adams where he's going to do it every week. You know, it's like he gets you that one. You got to accept that you're going to get a 6.1. I mean, you know, it's like Russian roulette. You know, like it's there. It's going to happen. But yeah, man, your team is very strong. Sounds like you're in the mix for championship. I mean, what do you got? I think you're just bragging here. You just called so to make to make Jordan. I feel like
there's people waiting. Quick.
So right. I got a. So I just want to ask, like, looking at the waiver wire as far as running back, just for trying to take a look at that. So on my watch list, I got so Breida's out there. I got Burkhead out there. Kelly's out there. Coleman's out there. There's not really slim picking. I went ahead and picked the Michelle, you know, just to stash him. And then Balazs is out there, but I don't really know about all that because he's on the practice squad, right, from what I hear. And I got Justin Jackson, so I mean, should I keep him until Eckler comes back, or I don't? I feel like I don't really need a running back, but y'all think I need any type of running back?
I mean, for me, you can always there's no such thing as having too much running backs. Like you're playing keep away at that point. Somebody's going to need one. They might have to come to you and offer you whatever. Like, all right, here, there's two bum running backs. Not bums, but guys I'm not planning on using. Give me your second best flex player or something like that. So it's always nice to have running backs, just especially if you want to move a guy that has some value and open up a roster spot. So.
Yeah, and the Balazs thing, DJ, apparently that's very similar to apparently what they did with Dez Bryant. They promote the guy for the week. Then because of roster restrictions, they kick him back down to the practice squad, and then they'll probably end up promoting him if Justin Jackson's not ready to go. They'll probably promote him again like Friday or Saturday, and he'll end up playing anyway. So
yeah, I mean, he looked, you know, pretty good. You know, I mean, he didn't, you know, like you've heard the joke all week, you know, get these guys away from Adam Gase and they perform. So yeah, that's the same thing with Balazs. I mean, he was definitely an ad for me in a lot of my leagues. Because I actually thought he looked all right, you know, and then if you want to play keep away on top of that, you just stash him. And then, you know, if you don't even plan on using him, we don't know if Eckler, you know, when he's coming back exactly. I think they were targeting, I think, week 11, if I'm not too mistaken, but it could be some time and then he could go out there and get re-injured. So we just don't know. He looks like he's probably going to split time with Justin Jackson, but he looked better than Kelly. So there, you know.
Okay, so with that said, I mean, on my bench, I mean, because I got Jordan Wilkins, I got Jamal Williams, I got Jalen Reagor, Justin Jackson, Higgins, Mooney, Gibson, Logan Thomas, I got Edmonds, those are all on my bench. Okay, my starters of this week, again, are Boyd at the flex, Ebron at tight end, McKissick at running back, Kamara at running back, Lockett at receiver, Kupp at receiver, A.J. Brown at receiver, and Russell Wilson at quarterback. So, which guys, for example, not pick up Kelly is what you're kind of saying. Balazs is out there. You're saying stash him. Who would you take off the roster to stash him?
Mooney.
Mooney or Jordan Wilkins, probably for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at him. Why does he have two tight ends on his roster?
Who's his two tight ends?
Logan Thomas and Ebron.
Yeah, I mean, you're good with just Ebron. I don't think you really need Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas is a matchup play. And Ebron seems to be like a weekly play at this point. He's going to give you a standard 8 to 12 points, if not better. That's tight end numbers this year. Tight ends this year are like the old tight ends back like 5 years ago where they're not scoring 30 points a game. Darren Waller is averaging like 13 points a game. He's getting the targets, but the points per game is just not there. We lost Kittle. Other than Kelsey,
that's
Mark
it.
Andrews is not that. You know, he's not that. You're going to start Mark Andrews, but he's going to give you a 6-point game or an 8-point game. Maybe he'll give you a 24-point game or something like that, but it's not going to be, you know. I think Ebron is kind of one of those guys, him, Ingram, Hawk.
Hunter Henry's like that too.
Hunter Henry, you know, Hawk
he's targeted
to a higher degree, obviously. But, yeah, those are going to be your safe guys. A lot of these other tight ends, they're weekly, you know, matchup plays. But I don't think you really need Logan Thomas the rest of the way when you have Ebron and they already passed their bye, right? They're forced by.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, DJ, you
good? Do y'all like Hunter Henry the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I like Hunter Henry. He's but again, he's a tight end, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's not Hunter Henry like how we thought about him earlier in the season, and we thought he was going to be this top five tight end getting 13 to 15 points a game or something like that. He's getting you those tight end, you know, 8 to 11 points a game, and that's what most tight ends are doing for you. Those even up to like the top, you know, It's really like two guys that are averaging more than 15 a game, and other than that, it's tight end. It's like it's okay. You know, even in the PPR.
Okay, so real quick, should I go Hunter Henry or should I go Ebron the rest of the season?
Ebron for me.
I would go Ebron. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So you're saying drop Logan Thomas to pick up Ballage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it, dude.
All right,
DJ. Thanks for the call, man. Right, we got to move on. All right, brother. Have a good week. Brother. All right, back on the calls here. Marsbot is calling in. Marsbot 3 watching online. Mars, what's up, dude? What's your name? I know your name. What's your question this week?
How you guys doing? For right now, I think I'm going to ask, what about, is it Malcolm Brown or Duke Johnson if their starters are out?
Duke. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's Akers is going to be splitting with Malcolm Brown, and I think I think they're going to give a good look at Akers. I mean, I've been saying that every week, but I think this is probably going to be the week that they do, especially with Henderson not looking. But for me, it's going to be Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson's good. He's very good. You know, like that's one of the reasons why I was kind of off of David Johnson last week. I didn't foresee the injury coming, but I was not on David Johnson last week as much as I liked his opportunity. Duke Johnson is there. They use him. So I don't know. It may kind of be the next guy up too, like behind Duke Johnson. I think they got Buddy Howell back there. I'm not sure what else they have. He doesn't have a ton of experience, so we might see more just from Duke since he has the experience. He's a trusted guy. I love Duke. I'm fine with him. I'm fine with starting him.
Sounds good to me. All right, so I'm looking at Miles Sanders. I really like the Eagles' schedule. Kind of want Fulgham too, but we'll focus on Miles Sanders. So I got Eckler. First round draft, and he's just, you know, he's hurt. He's hurting me. I'm 6-3. I got 5 people tied 6-3, so I'm not out of it. You know, we're all tied to first place. And I'm lucky enough to break this tie that I'm going against the worst person in the league this week, so I got kind of lucky. But I do want Miles Sanders just for rest of the season schedule. So would you think maybe kind of trading for with Eckler, or I don't want to read my stuff. Everybody else has been reading their whole list. But would you trade for Miles Sanders, or would you just hold for Eckler probably at week 13?
I mean, if you could get Miles Sanders, dude. I mean,
yeah, it sounds like a steep step up, though, to go from Eckler to Miles Sanders.
Right. What do you think you have to give up?
As much as I don't love Sanders, I think that if you own him right now, like, you're pissed off that he's not playing. Because when he's been in, he's been pretty good. But it's just, when is he in the lineup? And so I still think, you know, he was drafted as a top 10 guy for a lot of people, or at least top 15 guy overall. And I think if you got him, you got to pay up pretty high. Like, you have to give 2 solid producers to get him. And I don't think trading Eckler plus a piece will really get it done if that's the move you're looking to make.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, but you got to get a super producer right now in Eckler. like a very good producer in Eckler. You're probably better off
trying. Eckler comes back.
I mean, not better off. I know you mentioned Fulgham. He's probably, I don't know, maybe he's not, because I think a lot of people are still just stuck on him and not worried about Jalen. I think Jalen's slowly going to take back that spot. But, I mean, Fulgham's good. I mean, you know, I've been talking about, you know, I like to talk guys up until other people start talking about them, and then I trash them. Because I'm like, everybody else is talking.
Contrarian.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, now, wait, who, everyone's talking? No, he's trash. Get off. Talk to them about the guy instead.
Is that why you put the Lamar Jackson jersey on the wall today?
You know what I'm saying? I've been dogging Lamar all season. I thought
he'd been getting dragged through the mud today. Ever since I've been talking about him, that's all I hear is just people just dogging him.
Lameezy, man. Lameezy. If you can get Lameezy, get him. Because a lot of
people get him down. That playoff schedule, man.
Yeah, man.
So good.
And a lot of people are frustrated with him. You know, rightfully so. But I mean, this is really like his second year. And I mean, guys do see sophomore year slumps. I know Kyler's not seeing that at all. But Kyler's a different guy. I don't know. But that's another.
Go get Miles Sanders, though. Go get Miles Sanders if you can. But not knowing the team and kind of what you have, if you can get them, try. But it may be maybe a big step up or more than you think to go from Eckler to Miles Sanders.
Okay. All right. One more question then. If I do keep Eckler, week 13, he comes back week 13. Hopefully before that. But do you think he'll produce at the same level?
No.
It's tough, I mean, because the type of injury it is, but you also hope that they don't rush him back for no reason. I mean,
they could be out of it by then, too.
Yeah, they're not exactly winning a lot of games, unfortunately. Right.
And essentially no rapport with Herbert, which is my other issue. As much as I like Eckler, I think he's a great talent, he won't have that time with Herbert that all these other guys have had.
Yeah, I will say that he looked better. I mean, he looked like Eckler when Herbert was there, though, and he didn't before. Like you were not happy when Tyrod was starting with Eckler. He didn't look like the player you drafted. But with Herbert there, he did appear to be that guy. And no other guy on the team has really looked like that. I think I want to say Ballage maybe come the closest. I don't know.
That's the problem, right? That's the game you play is betting on a player to come back. I want them to be like a CMC, like a Michael Thomas, you know, like a guy you absolutely can't bench. Eckler's close, but, you know, the way he's playing right now, he's going to go to guys he trusts, you know, Mike Williams, who he clearly trusts, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, Donald Parham in the red zone for some reason. Maybe Eckler gets eased into the first game after being out for so long.
So low expectations from us.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Mars. Thanks for the call. Guys, phone lines are clear and wide open. Curtis, if you want to call in, 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. Apparently, YouTube is experiencing outages right now. So, sorry, guys, if you're watching on YouTube. You're not watching, actually. You're just probably keep clicking refresh and cussing at me on the app in the comments. All right, let's go to some Mixer questions.
The mail never stops.
No, the mail's already going. Stop.
The mail never stops. There's so much information out there. So.
There's a lot. Oswaldo wrote in before the show even starts. I love this. All right, Oswaldo, what's up, guys? Pick two running backs. My options are Dobbins. Who else you got? James Robinson, Jacobs, David Johnson, if healthy. I need two out of those four. Let's just assume David Johnson plays.
Okay, who's talking me through it?
I mean, you said, James Robinson and, I'm sorry, Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs.
Are we talking about anyone else?
Yeah, those two.
Those two. That's what you're starting.
Okay.
I think so.
James Robinson, Josh Jacobs.
Those guys are okay.
Like, Jacobs against Denver. Oof.
They're kind of decent at playing football, those two.
Oof. I like it, though. And James Robb against the Packers is going to be like a 30-point game.
That's
30 points right there.
Yeah, it's tough. Three hugs. You know, you got to worry about getting all these points and possibly winning. You know, it's
not this, not as well, though. He's good.
All right, let's move on to his wide receivers. Again, it's a two. I believe it's a two. Two pick. Options are Brandon Cooks, Godwin, A.B., Rager, and Higgins.
Got to be Godwin and Higgins.
Yates. I like to say Rager, but
I don't think not with Higgins. Higgins is too good.
No,
Godwin is auto start.
Godwin and Higgins. All right, and then I need a flex from all the guys we talked about. So the leftovers are Dobbins, David Johnson, Brandon Cooks, A.B., Rager. Who's my flex?
I would flex Dobbins. Even against the Pats, I'd probably still flex Dobbins.
Yeah, I am good with that.
Okay, and then Oswaldo wants to know, should I add any of these guys? Available are Myers, Tua, Michael, Sony, or sorry, Michelle, Curtis Samuel, Jay Williams for a standard league.
Is it Myers?
Yeah, Jacoby.
Yeah, it'd be Jacoby.
Jacoby's, yeah, yeah.
Oh, didn't a standard, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He's more of a PPR.
I don't
guy.
Mind if you want to go Samuel, maybe, but even him, his volume is questionable.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking, hopefully he gets you some rushing yards, and what, he rushes in for a touchdown or something, he catches a couple passes. They use him like kind of like a Swiss Army knife, which is cool, but not so
much.
He's a
10-touch guy. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's 10 touches. What it is. Right.
Or not even that, 10 opportunities.
Right.
You can say no. You don't have to pick one. It's just a yes, no.
Would
question.
You want
to
pick up? I want to pick up Tua, though. Like, I'm just, if you can get him, if you yeah. can get him, man.
It
depends on who your quarterback is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, Tua looked legit. I mean, I want to know who the rest of his team. Yeah, that would help us if we knew, you know, because you're just, this is kind of very arbitrary.
All right. Well, yeah, he's listening. He'll give us some more information on this standard team. Oswaldo, tell us who's on your standard roster. All right. Back to the mail sack. Heat culture. Big question here. Lots of pieces. So sitting at actually a couple different leagues. Sitting at 4-4, 3-game win streak. Congratulations. Sitting in 5th out of 6 playoff spots. Any suggestions on improving the roster? Quarterbacks, Tua, Matt Ryan. Wide receivers, Diggs, Julio, Metcalf. Running backs, Dalvin Cook, Carson, Edmonds, Josh Jacobs. On the bench, Robbie Anderson, Hooper, Melvin Gordon, Brandon Cooks, and Gio in the IR spot, Kittle. Anything you guys don't like here? Anything you particularly do like here? Anybody you're moving on from? Are you carrying both quarterbacks? Are you carrying, are you carrying Melvin Gordon still and Gio?
Who are the running backs?
So,
yeah, I'm absolutely Dalvin Cook. Holding on to Melvin Gordon and Gio. Joe Mixon might not even play. I mean, we got to see. The guy was coming off a bye, and he didn't practice, or he was limited. I don't think he was. I saw that he wasn't practicing, but then I saw he was limited. So I think whatever he did, it was very, very, very limited. That's not what you want to hear. Gio is Gio. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, the guy can play. Like, the guy is very good. You know, he's one of the best backups in the league, like, if not the best. You know, when he starts, he's just very good. You know, I don't think you can really drop him. The guy might end up being, I don't know, we talked about the foot weeks ago, which Mixon. So it was something to watch. It's still something to watch. I don't think you could drop either of these guys.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at the roster. I like it a lot. I don't know if there's much you would do to move, because he's got so many great pieces there. You know what? But again, like we talk about, maybe trading Julio away because he's been playing pretty well. But you have a lot of really high ceiling guys, so I wouldn't be looking to make a move with the roster you presently have, unless you're maybe looking to upgrade at tight end.
That's what I was thinking too.
But with how many good pieces he has, I'm not too worried about it. Like, I still like Hooper. With OBJ out, Hooper should be fine. He's going to be back this week. He only had appendicitis, so you're not worried about like anything lingering as far as that goes. It's just literal pain. Got his appendix removed. He should be full go. It's just about how he practices, but he's trending towards playing. I think he should see a healthy amount of targets.
All right. Sitting first in redraft, same guy, 7-1. Any trade changes or waiver pickups? You guys can see the list of players. You got Herbert, McLaurin, Tyreek Hill. Actually, I'm sorry. I skipped a piece. In a different league, should I consider trading McLaurin out with Alex Smith as the quarterback? That's a good question, because McLaurin's now seen 3 different quarterbacks this year. Is his value stay the same, or at least keep you afloat with Alex Smith, guys? What do you think?
I mean,
yes, it does.
I think it's the same for me.
He is a modern day DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's get back. Very good. Back to this trade question. So 7-1 trade questions, waiver pickups: Herbert, McLaurin, Tyreek Hill, Dalvin Cook, Jonathan Taylor, Diggs, Carson, Duke Johnson, Claypool, Goddard, Justin Jefferson, Eckler, and Curtis Samuel. Trade changes or waiver pickups: the following are waivers and he's considering: Wentz, Goff, Blaj, Rager, Mike Williams, and anybody in that waiver group that you're picking up for any of these players that he's already got rostered, I guess, is the big question.
Yes, because of playoff schedule, Goff is a guy I've been looking to trade for. Wentz is another one I've been trading for pretty easily. That's been kind of cheap. It's a keep away thing for me. It's mainly a keep away thing. I'd probably drop Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I'm looking at Samuel and Claypool as the two guys I'd be looking to make a move on, because I do like Rager and Mike Williams a lot more as ceiling plays versus a Curtis or a Claypool.
Yeah. Okay. Me too.
All right. Defensive question. We'll finish off Heat culture. Start Chicago, Detroit, or Tampa Bay this week?
Let me see. Damn, man. Chicago, Detroit, or I don't like any of those options. You got Chicago against the Vikes on Monday night. You can't start Tampa, not against the Panthers, but even the Lions against Washington. I think I would lean the Bears. I think I just pray for like a pick six, a couple sacks on Cousins.
I mean, you're playing the best defensive team at this point. None of those matchups are the greatest.
We just saw Tampa get shredded, and you know Carolina's no slouch either. And I think they put up 24 points in their last meeting too.
I don't know. It's tough. I want to say Tampa, but especially since the way they got smashed, I think, you know, guys are not good with getting embarrassed like that. And I think they come out with a lot of fire. So I'm going to say Tampa. I'm going to go roll with Tampa.
All right. So Tampa and Chicago. That's a good one. Heat culture. I guess I have to break the tie because there's no Lucas. I don't know. Who's getting more pressure on the quarterback these days out of those two?
Well, I mean, it's probably Chicago. Well, I mean, it's actually probably Tampa Bay. But the thing is this, Teddy gets rid of the ball quick. Like, he throws short.
You know what? You said Chicago has Minnesota.
This divisional matchup, I don't know if I really want to.
Does Chicago have Minnesota, you said? All right.
Yeah, they just got to contain Dalvin Cook, and they'll be, I mean,
yeah. All right, Kirk Cousins is going to choke. Major stage, Monday Night Football. He'll throw three interceptions.
Exactly. What's he, 0-10?
You got to go Chicago. The guy's a choke artist.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
All right, Supercharger. Chubb coming off IR, have to drop one. So who are we dropping out of this list? Wilkins, Slayton, Marvin Jones, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper.
Marvin Jones.
What do you can't really.
I'm leaning a tight end here.
Yeah,
probably save me.
But do you want to roll with Hooper or Henry rest of the season? I'm leaning that way. I just don't know how it's going to play out with. Doesn't say.
I'm tempted to say Marvin Jones, just because, you know, he's been okay for you, but I feel like Slayton's the same kind of guy, and then Wilkins is a running back, so it's like, do you want to get rid of a running back? I would say Wilkins, but do you want to get rid of a running back, especially you got Chubb coming off of IR?
Yeah, but with how bad JT's been, I don't know if I want to make that move yet. I'm cool with Marvin Jones. I think I'd rather get rid of a tight end, because at this point, why are we rostering multiple tight ends? You know, you kind of just pick one, start them every week. But
can you start these tight ends every week is the problem, you know? Like,
but like we said, you know, you're picking a guy. You look at the schedule, you pick a guy. For me, it's still probably Hooper. Because Henry just hasn't been involved the way I've wanted to see him involved. And what we saw from Hooper before he got hurt was actually very encouraging. So I think he'll be pretty good going forward.
I'm good with that. All right. Let's go with Hooper.
I got an add-on, an addendum.
Right. Henry, you're dropping, right? Hooper.
Yeah, we're dropping Henry. Keeping Hunter Henry, dropping. Keep those Browns, baby.
Okay. We're going to roll. We got an addendum, and it is a trade thing here. Where did it go? Oh, this is Heat culture again. It got offered
Hold
a trade.
On to your butts.
Yeah, all right. I got offered a trade last week. My McLaurin and Derrick Henry for his Miles Sanders and the choice of Allen Robinson or Michael Thomas. Do they stay put or take this trade?
I would stay put.
I would stay
he
put.
He has
too.
McLaurin and Derrick Henry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, I couldn't make that move. Keep them.
That is
Don't
a.
Let sell you fair.
That is
Don't
a no señor.
No señor! No señor! No señor! No señor! No señor!
Don't do it. All right, questions from the live stream. This one's from Twitch, King Itzy20. My question is, do I start Lindsey and McKissick or Singletary? Also, two quarterback, Wentz, Mayfield, Tannehill, pick two. So let's just do these two parts. We'll work our way through this. Running back question, Lindsey and McKissick or Lindsey and Singletary or McKissick and Singletary? Those are your basically your three options there.
Okay, so I think it's Lindsay McKissick. Hoos, what do you think?
We're gonna need a tiebreaker. I'm gonna say McKissick and Singletary. But let me look at my rankings though. So maybe that'll be the tiebreaker because that's just my
check
head.
Check those ranks.
Yeah, check those ranks. What do you think though, Steve?
I have been rostering Singletary and starting him every week, and I'm getting really tired of it. So
it's upsetting. Playing the Cardinals this week. Yeah. Singletary is. Yeah. It's not a bad matchup.
No.
Yeah, my rankings are. I've got
Singletary and Lindsay are like the same to me. It's just.
They are. They really are. So for me, it's definitely McKissick. I have Singletary ranked slightly above Lindsay, slightly three spots. So not much, but that's how I have it right now, midweek.
I just feel like if somebody gets hurt, like if Melvin Gordon gets hurt in the game, Lindsay's a much better value than if someone gets hurt.
Zach Moss gets hurt.
If Moss gets hurt, I think it's more Allen's going to take over than Singletary's going to take over in a game.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got the two quarterback, Wentz, Mayfield, Tannehill. I need two of them for this week.
Oh, Tannehill against the Colts. Man, I still think you got to roll with him.
He's getting it done.
Okay, so the issue here is you got Wentz against the Giants and Baker against the Texans. Both are good matchups, but you have Tannehill against the Colts. Yikes.
I don't think you can really ever confidently start Baker.
Really?
I mean, when can you do it?
He's playing the Texans. The Texans aren't exactly a good defense.
I mean, who was he playing? What was it? Not last week, but the week before that? Or was it? I don't know. He had a... Yeah, was it the week before that? Yeah, I think it was the week before that. He just bombed the game. And you're like, oh, he just came off of a very good game. So you're thinking,
oh, that Cincinnati game?
Another good matchup. Yeah, I can't recall exactly, but he it was a stinker. Like, he did not do it for you. Carson Wentz, at least, he's going to get the opportunity to throw the ball a lot. It is a division game. Both of those teams kind of,
And he didn't do that well the first time he played them.
He did. I mean, I think he threw like two interceptions, but he still had like 300 yards, I believe. He still had like 30 points is what I'm saying. Carson Wentz against the first matchup, I believe, earlier in the season. I could be wrong, but he definitely had in that 20.
He had 359 and two touchdowns.
And how much fantasy points
was it? Oh, it would have been a lot. It would have been a lot.
Yeah. So,
and he ran for a touchdown. So he threw for two, ran for one.
Granted, that was in Philly.
An ugly game.
If that matters, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You're talking about an hour and a half difference. The weather's the same.
Open stadium.
Yeah.
It's just that nasty turf.
That nasty turf. Yeah.
So what's the answer? Because we got a call. Well, we got to get to this call.
We're going Tannehill and Wentz.
Yeah.
Tannehill and Wentz. All right. Next caller up.
But this is Curtis, baby.
Nah, no Curtis, man.
Oh, Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up, baby?
What's up, Curtis?
Man, this weekend right here, man. Tell me how I won every single league except my main money league. Literally destroyed everywhere except the one place I need to destroy. Let me vent for a second. I have Kyler Murray, who went apeshit, but he had fucking Dalvin Cook, who went apeshit. Then I have Noah Fant, who literally fucked me. Patriots defense, who fucked me. And then I left Christian Kirk on the bench when I started Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson is dead to me. He's dead to me. I'm done. He's dead to me. I don't want to start him ever again. He's dead to me.
I am suffering.
Yo, Curtis, look, this is my Deontay Johnson's my guy. After death, it's not sticking, but Deontay Johnson's my guy. But I've been telling you guys, stay away from the Steeler receivers. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Too much variation week to week. It's hard.
I feel you, Curtis. I feel you.
It sucks because I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I know his potential. It's just that revolving door. I don't know no more. I love the team, but I gotta stay away from the fantasy. And don't get started, James Conner, who literally laid the egg on me, man. I couldn't believe. That was just baffling. Against the Cowboys, I could not believe it. I literally could not believe it. I was sick to my fucking stomach.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. I mean, to be fair, how many running backs had a good game last week, right? I mean, J.D. McKissick had the third best game, and he had 17 PPR points. That's in the PPR league. So think about it. Like, there really weren't, unless your guy scored a touchdown, which there were some running backs that scored a touchdown, really the high points last week was like 15, like 14, 15 points. You got 15, 16 points. You were very happy last week with your running back. James Conner, a lot of these guys just shat the bed. They was like, what happened? You go back to the game log, you're like, this guy get injured? No, it was a weird week for running backs. That team just wants to win games. They don't care how it's done, and they don't care about fantasy. they just want to win games, and rightfully so. I mean, they're winning them, so it's not the most. Not the fan Steelers that we're used to. And now no Big Ben.
All right, we don't know. I am in must-win territory right now. So whatever you guys tell me is the Bible at this moment. All right, guys.
And on the Bible.
this weekend right here, man. All right. For my running backs, I have James Conner, Chase Edmonds, Ronald Jones, and Josh Jacobs. I need two out of that four.
I'm gonna go with Chase and. Sorry, I'm blanking on the last one. Give me the last two again.
Connor, Edmonds, Jacobs, and Rojo.
Yeah, it's gonna be Edmonds and Jacobs for me.
Hello.
All right. Oh,
sorry.
All right then.
I thought Jordan. Yeah. Jordan's muted. He's good. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, Kurt, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We couldn't hear you for a second, Jordan. What did you jump in on that question?
Okay. Yeah, I think I don't know if it's my connection's really bad or if it's who's a little bit. So, but I heard like. You talking about starting Jacobs? Like, yeah. Are you talking about who you should bench? You got Jacobs.
Oh no, I'm trying to see who should I start out of the four out of Jacobs, Connors, Edmonds, and Ronald Jones.
All right. I don't know why Jordan keeps muting his mic. Jordan, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just like listening. My connection is really bad right now.
Oh, you're on. Okay, you're getting a delay. All right.
Yeah, but I think as far as – I don't know if you can play Connor right now, like, at all. I don't know if I could play him. I still trust Edmonds a lot. So, obviously, you got Jacobs. You got to play him. I trust Edmonds. But I think for me, it's Connor. I think I got to say Connor.
Yep. Hand on the Bible.
I got you. All right, guys. For my receivers, I'm looking at Michael Thomas. I kind of feel receivers kind of it's automatic. I'm starting Michael Thomas, I'm starting AJ Brown, and I'm starting Cooper Kupp. But my flex, I want to put Christian Kirk in the flex because it's full PPR. You guys like that move?
Is this the same league? Or I have
Brandon Ayuk.
Is this the same league?
Yeah, it's the same league.
Throw Connor in the flex. I know, were just talking about we're off of him, but. He's still a running back that, you know, I think he's – I'm not excited about
floor, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, over Kirk, I think – and I know Kirk just came off a pretty good game. But I'm very much – when guys have these really good games, I think, you know, everyone has to come down to earth unless you're Davante Adams. You know, like, everyone just has to. And then when you have these low games, same thing. Like, a talented guy is not going to put up just no points all the time. It's just not going to happen. He's going to get the opportunities if the opportunities are there, and eventually you're going to see the point. So I think Connor's still going to see at least 16 to 18 touches. So I feel more comfortable flexing him than Kirk. What about you, Jay?
No, I'm with you there. I do like the safe floor of Connor. And I'm with you on Kirk. I'm not sold yet. You know, like, you're not going to hit a bomb every week. Although against the Bills – you never know, but I think it's going to be a really big game from Hopkins, even though he's going to see Trey White. We saw what DK did to Trey White this week. I expect Hopkins to have a big game. Kirk, he might see some combo coverage. I just don't really know what they're going to do with him. And I think you're kind of hoping for that bomb. And if you don't get it, he may just be decent. I like the floor of Connor better.
All right, guys. In my tight end right now, I'm looking at either Noah Fant or Evan Engram. Who do you like better?
I mean, Fant, if he's, you know, is Fant, I think he got hurt or something, right? Or is he?
It was Albert O who got hurt. He's out for the year, actually. Yeah. So if Fant's healthy, he should be the better option.
Is Fant though like 100% though too? Though I thought he got a little hurt too.
Yeah.
Like,
no, he actually had a limited session on starting up the week already.
Yeah, that's what worries me about him. And you know, they're really getting Jerry involved. They're really getting Hamler involved. Hamler just saw 10 targets. So I really like Fant. I really like him a lot. But that does worry me a little bit with, you know, if he's healthy or not. And Evan Engram, he's just seeing a lot of targets. So pay attention, obviously, if he's healthy and he's starting Fant. But Evan Engram, he's kind of becoming one of those tight ends that you're very okay with in this landscape of tight ends this year. You know, you're just kind of like, all right, I could get down with Evan Engram. It's not the points that you wanted initially, but 12 points, you know, you'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, then, guys. So, I'm good to go now.
All right, Curtis. You all set then? I think I heard him say something.
Yeah, I'm all set. Good to go, guys. Appreciate the help as always.
All right, Curtis, thank you for the call. Appreciate the listen. Curtis is up to 103 total calls to the Sleepwire live shows. Congratulations, Curtis. Leading the way with the call volume. Love it. Let's see. Let's go back to – where should we go back to?
Curtis Carmelo on the calls.
He is Carmelo. He's a boss. Exactly. We got to hit some Mixler questions real quick. I've been neglecting these poor guys over here. Matt Mosher asks, David Montgomery for Lockett in a trade, PPR, Dynasty, good move or bad? Jordan, how do you like this in Dynasty, Montgomery for Lockett in PPR?
Trading away Montgomery? Oh, that's a smash accept. Montgomery's basically useless right now.
Yeah, they're using Ryan Nall.
And I believe he's hurt too, isn't he?
He has to be because, I mean, he's just – they've given him decent opportunities. They're trying to give him opportunities, but
offensive line. There's no holes for him. Like he's fairly talented and he can make guys miss, but there's nothing available to him. That's why he's getting 15 carries for, you know, 30, 40 yards. Cause there's no room. But if you can get Lockett for him, that's smash accept. I don't care what your running back situation is. You make it work. Cause that's a massive upgrade. Massive upgrade.
Okay. Eric Musial wants to know, this is a Jonnu Smith question, is Jonnu droppable? I have A.J. Brown and Tannehill in a standard league. And then he also asked, should I pick up Hunter Henry or Gerald Everett this week or roll with Jonnu? He would drop D.J. Dallas to pick up one of those other tight ends. So what do you think? Are you grabbing Hunter Henry or Gerald Everett? Are you dropping Jonnu? And are you dropping D.J. Dallas to get one of those other tight ends?
I don't think I'm dropping DJ Dallas. He's proven to be a guy that you want to use. I think that they're going to use him kind of how you saw Homer and Dallas kind of split, and they both were flex worthy. They weren't, you know, starter worthy, but they were both flex worthy. I think you probably get that from Carson and Dallas. Jonnu, I grimace because I really like the guy. I think we all do. But with AJ Brown there, he's like not a very good tight end. I mean, he's like a tight end. Just
he's a tight
like
end.
One of those. Meh.
Exactly.
He's a meh. He's a bad tight end, man. It's not even like there's no other way to slice it.
You can drop him. I think it's.
He's only seen over two targets in once in the last three games. Hunter Henry has never seen less than four targets in his last six games.
Yeah.
So it's easily Hunter Henry over Jonnu. It's just you're praying that Jonnu gets a touchdown, but the volume is not leading his direction with AJ in the lineup.
Right. All right, we got a call. We got to take the call here. I don't know who this is, so we will just answer the call. Let me hit the button. There you go. Let me hit the button again. Okay, there we go. The internet works. Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What is your name? What is your question?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What's up?
Niso speaking. I was in the chat a second ago, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's up, bro?
Thought I'd ask call.
Yeah, what do you got, Niso?
A few more questions. I guess my first one I was posting about is, I'm getting cucked by the buys this week with CH and Gurley out. I already have McLaurin and Gibson in. I'm able to grab McKissick, but the question is, how bad is it playing, you know, a triple, basically all of the Washington offense this week?
It's never a good plan, but given your situation, I mean, what are your options here? I guess you gave them to us earlier, and we have you leaning pretty heavily Washington. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean... reason is my other running backs are Gallman, Pope, and Ballage, and the later two is I picked up last minute after the Chargers backfield news. So I'm kind of in a shitty situation. I'm trying to figure out how bad is it to, you know, I think McKissick is the best out of them all, but is it bad to just play when I'm already hoping Gibson and McLaurin go out against the Lions?
I would maybe play Ballage personally.
Okay.
Over
just based on the fact that they'll raise him again.
Like, I like McKissick. Just, yeah. And he was pretty good. You know, like, I understand wanting to play McKissick, but if you already got Gibson and McLaurin, I think you're just looking at a low ceiling play there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you got to shoot for some
ceiling.
Okay,
I appreciate you guys.
And even if you got to go Gallman too, you know, Gallman against Philly isn't too bad and he might be used again. He was an RB1 because he scored a touchdown. So anything could happen in fantasy these weeks.
Do you see Gallman as a play even if Freeman's not playing? Or sorry, if Freeman is playing as a duo backfield?
If Freeman's playing, then definitely not. Then definitely not. If Freeman's playing, then you just can't afford to risk that. But if he's not playing again, Gallman's been, as much as, you know, we all don't like him, he's been fine. So I find it hard, as much as you want to play McKissick. I think if you really are, especially if you're low on potential points, all these things, it's just a low ceiling play.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play all three of them, you're hoping that it just goes to Terry and Gibson. Gibson busts a long run, you know, kind of whatever has to happen. Detroit's not a good defense anyway. So I think they could definitely run on them,
right?
Pass on them. So McKissick may not be as involved as he has in previous weeks.
Right, right. And then I guess one more quick question. Do you play Brandon Ayuk over Christian Kirk, or do you expect that Kyler's going to just go off like he has been? He's going to find them.
I think I would play Kirk over Ayuk, mainly because if Ayuk sees Lattimore, he's in deep shit. So, and especially because I think that there could be another shootout in Arizona. The Bills can air it out with almost anyone, and I don't see why that's going to stop in Arizona. Whoever plays Arizona kind of has risen to the occasion, and I think the Bills can be one of those teams.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting game, I think so. And then last quick question for you guys. Raiders against Denver, I guess that's my current defense that I was able to pick up for this week. How do you guys feel about that with all of their injuries and everything?
I'm okay with it. You said, but you have the Raiders defense?
Yeah.
Who would be your other options if you were to go another route? I don't love it. I do think that even though Denver's offense isn't great, they can still put up points. And I don't think the Raiders defense is crazy good. Like, they're not forcing too many turnovers. I don't think their sack rate is very good. If there is other options out there, but maybe there isn't, I don't mind it. I don't think Denver is great, but I do see, you know, Judy could be cooking. Hamler could be cooking. There are weapons on that offense for sure.
Yeah. My other options are, Vikings, Chargers, maybe Browns, maybe Washington. Those are probably the only ones I see available that are worth it, possibly.
I wouldn't mind Washington, because that front four is so good. You may get, you know, three or four sacks, and that may be better than, you know, banking on a pick or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, especially when people DFS, they look at adjusted sack rates, right? And Washington has one of the best adjusted sack rates in the league because their front four is just, it's so good. It's forcing teams to get the ball out early. That's going to be no different. And we're not seeing a whole lot from Detroit right now. So they may put up some points, but they may get stuffed all day long. And if, you know, Matt Stafford throws a pick or makes a few bad decisions, holds the ball too long, he's going to get sacked a lot.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Niso, thank you for the call. Who's had a computer restart? So he'll be joining us back in a second here. Here he's coming in right now. I want to get back to the question that we were in the middle of when we got the calls. So for King Itzy 20, we already said, we got through the quarterback question. We said Wentz and Tannehill. Pick two wide receivers. We've got Lockett, Adams, Tim Patrick, Aguilar. Well, let's see. So it's Lockett and Adams for that. I don't think we need to discuss
Lockett
that.
Lockett and Adams. It's not even a question.
Irv Smith, bench is Slayton, Hollywood, Corey Davis, Beasley. Who's better start at quarterback, running back? We've covered that. We've finished that question. CBEUME. I don't know how you say that. CBUME 25. Here's my team. PPR 8-1. Any recommendations? Herbert, Thielen, Cup, AB, Allen, Robinson, CMC, Zeke, McKissick, tight end, Hooper, Goddard. It's 8-1.
8-1, man. Stop bragging. Come on.
Yeah. Do you really need to call?
Everybody's calling in to brag.
Do you really need
so trade away Zeke if you really want to make a move? Trade Zeke. You know, trade him for whatever you can.
Yeah.
It looks like some wide receiver depth may help you a little bit. Just roll with CMC. But that's the problem is you only got CMC and Robinson. That's a little thin. but hopefully you got some other guys to kind of fill it in. But if you can get those guys healthy, it's over. It's over. Like my 9-1 roster.
One question.
That's a clown question, bro. It's a
clown question, bro. The real okay, we just talked to him on the phone. Actually, here he is. Another league. I'm 5-4. Okay, now we can work with this. Second in my league. Here's the team. Lamar, Goff, D-Hop, Thomas, Fuller, Thielen, Williams, Julio. Jeez Louise. Who does this guy draft against? Henry Robinson, Jamal Williams.
Is it
the A-team
league?
Jarrett Cook and Tanya, any suggestions on who to start at wide receiver start 3 and tight end pick 1? All right. So really...
Jarrett Cook, for sure.
Yeah. Cook over Tanyan, absolutely. Trade recommendations? Trade some of that wide receiver depth for another running back.
Yep.
You need a fourth running
or
back.
Or a tight end.
Or a tight end. Yeah.
Yeah, a better tight end. Pair that up with Cook and get like a really dope tight end.
Yeah.
Who's like you Kelsey. Still looking to trade Michael Thomas? Assuming that's Michael Thomas. It has to be, right? It
has to be.
I mean, yeah. Trade Michael Thomas if you can.
I
still don't know if you're going to get – are people paying anything Michael for Thomas him? Value for him?
No, but I mean, even if you get, you know, would you trade him for Eckler? That's tough, right? I
probably want Michael Thomas instead.
That's tough, you know. And so, you know, you look at his roster, you got Michael Thomas, and another guy we talk about trading is Julio because Ridley's coming back.
Right.
So is it going to work? Are they both going to thrive? I don't know. He's got D-Hop and Thielen, which is good. You know, D-Hop, Thielen, solid. You got Julio. This week, D-Hop. I'd probably roll with D-Hop, Thielen, Thomas. Fuller, I think he has 6 touchdowns or a touchdown in 6 straight games, which is crazy. And he could probably do it again, but I don't know if I could bench Thomas or Julio or Thielen for Fuller.
I mean, I feel like all of these guys are kind of the same, but
yeah,
especially with Thielen with Jefferson kind of, you know, draining the party. Fuller still doesn't really have like a second. I mean, so, but I mean, I don't know. Like, but I'm fine with that. I'm completely fine with that. With starting what, you know, what Jay Rich suggested. Great problem to have. You guys
okay?
Calling in and bragging.
Say no more.
But
yeah. Say no more.
To the show. So
if you agree, you do. Who's if you agree? That's all I got to say. Then we could get out of here earlier than 10 o'clock. King Gritzy. I think I was calling him. King Ritzy 20. I think I was calling King Itzy. King Ritzy 20 wants to clarify his question. So this was the start 2 question, and this was the wide receiver part of it. So it was Davante Adams, Lockett, Tim Patrick, Aguilar. But he wanted to clarify, starting Lockett and Adams, who do I start for my other two wide receivers? So it's Aguilar and Tim Patrick who he has now. His bench list is Slayton, Marquise Brown, Singletary, Corey Davis. So do you like any of those guys over Tim Patrick and Aguilar? So I think those are the flex spots, if I'm understanding this correctly.
I'm fine with that. I mean,
I think you're good with what you got, unless you want to maybe roll with Corey Davis. I think Tannehill's going to have to get the ball out early, and so Davis may see some more targets this week. But I do like what I've seen from Patrick and Aguilar, so I'll probably roll with them still.
Okay. And then the final part, Irv Smith or Cook this week at tight end?
That'd be Cook for me.
I'd go with Cook, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're set with that. Let's get back to a call. I'm not sure who this is. We'll take this call. Good evening, caller. Thanks for the call in the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your name? What's your question?
What's up, guys? Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel. How you doing, man? What's up tonight?
Good, good. So I just have 2 quick questions. Who would you rather have rest of the season, Kareem Hunt or Joe Mixon?
I'd probably rather have Joe Mixon.
Man.
Is your team good?
Yeah, so I'm 8-1 right now. Christian McCaffrey keeps getting hurt on me. I have Mike Davis, and I have Kareem Hunt, and I have Chase Edmonds, and I'm trying to get ready for the playoffs and just don't know who if I should be shopping Kareem Hunt maybe for someone that, you know, that gets more of the work than Kareem Hunt because Nick Chubb is coming back.
If you can get Joe Mixon for Kareem Hunt, I think that's a really good move, especially because you can kind of wait for him to get back fully healthy. Like we saw last season, Joe Mixon shined at the end of the season. So it's just kind of if your team is obviously good enough to be able to wait on that health. And so that's a move I'd be willing to make if you can make it happen.
So obviously he's not going to give me Joe Mixon alone for Kareem Hunt. So what do you think? You think Devontae Parker and Kareem Hunt is too much for Joe Mixon?
depends on your other receivers. Who you got?
So I got Allen Robinson. I got Robbie Anderson. I got Tyler Boyd. I have Kenny Golladay. Obviously, he's hurt. And I have Antonio Brown. Just, you know, see what happens. And Lazard. Allen Lazard.
Yeah, who's? How do you feel about that? Would you start with AB?
No, I'm fine with that because I think that's – I mean, if you're trading for Joe Mixon, I'm actually fine with the Hunt too. But I'm fine with if you want to go trade for Joe Mixon. I think Hunt – I'm not really too worried about Hunt. I think he might probably be better when Joe comes back.
Yeah, they just move the ball better.
Yeah, so I think he's going to have better numbers, to be honest. But, I mean, I'm fine with getting Joe Mixon too. It's not – you're not trading for – if anything, I look like – at Joe Mixon as a step up, not a huge step up, but it is a step up. And then Parker, those other guys, Parker's just going to be kind of a headache for you to start when you have those other guys. So I'm okay with this. If you can get it, if you can trade away AB, sure. I mean, obviously I'd rather have Parker than, yeah, obviously I'd rather have, especially with Preston going on IR. Give me Parker. So start with AB. And then if you have to give up Parker.
All right, Gabriel, did you get that? Hoose's audio is breaking up a little bit here.
Yeah, not much of it, the last part.
Okay.
He was just saying keep Parker, right? Like, because he's saying because Preston Williams got hurt. So, but he's saying if you can trade AB, trade him. But if you have to trade Parker, then he doesn't hate it, essentially. So.
Okay. All right, just one last question. Who would you rather have rest of the season, Austin Hooper or Noah Fant?
Oh, man, that's really hard because in a vacuum – and this is on that same roster?
Yeah.
Man, I want to say Noah Fant. It's really just an issue of if you can handle that. Like, I would – the problem with Fant is I think you have to keep someone with him right now because he's not always healthy. If he was fully healthy, I think it'd be Fant for sure.
Right.
But if you need to kind of be safe, I think the answer is probably Hooper. But at that point, you want to move Fant. Like, if you could move Fant and what is it, Hunt for Mixon, that could be another move you could try and make because Fant hasn't really been healthy. But that's tough, man. I'd probably want to hold on to both if I could. But I think if you want to shoot upside, you obviously already have a good team. But if you want to still shoot for that upside, you roll with Fant. If you want to be a bit safer, you probably go with Hooper.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to get Miles Sanders for Hunt, Fant, and Parker, and I get Miles Sanders and John Brown back. That's what I sent out today.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about it, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get, like, you know, obviously if I'm going to give him Fant and Hunt and Devontae Parker, I want something more than Joe Mixon because Sanders has more upside for sure. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then. So thanks, guys.
All right, Gabriel.
I appreciate it.
No worries. All right, buddy. Anytime, man. Always call in. All right. Appreciate the ring. All right, you are listening to Sleepwear Mail Sack. The phone lines are clear. So if you want to call in, the time is running out. Now it would be a great time. What the hell is the number? 205-799-SLEEP. 205-797-5337. Okay, we'll wait other... Oh, then that's a terminated call. All right, so we're good with that. All right, let's go through some quick ones here, and we can wrap it up here. Hoose might be able to come in again. I got a question on YouTube. Apparently, YouTube's back up. DAJ or Dodge, I guess, wants to know Thielen or Cooper rest of season. For me, this is easy. It's Thielen.
Adam Thielen, baby.
Yeah,
roll with him.
Cooper's value is just really low right now with what the Cowboys are doing. All right, this one, CBEUME, I still don't know how to say this, Subume 25. So you guys said try to trade Zeke for a better wide receiver. Who would I realistically get for Zeke and Kupp or Thielen? Should I try to see Zeke and Robinson for a running back like Cook Kamara? I don't think anyone's going to do that.
Also, yeah, that you could maybe move him for Thielen, but that would be tough. I do like Thielen a lot. But, and like I said, the problem for you is your running back situation. It's not that Zeke is a bad running back, but he can maybe net you something. And so it's tough for me, and I'd probably hold Zeke. But if you do want to flip him for Thielen, and maybe you can try and make another move for a lesser running back just to still have that depth, that's a move I would consider making. Zeke and Robinson is not going to get you Cook or Kamara. They're just too good right now. And then Zeke and Hooper or Goddard for a better tight end. I know I mentioned that, but the problem is like I'm only looking at Kelce. That's literally it. That's the only way. If you can get Kelce with that trade, maybe you make it. Otherwise, I don't want Waller for that trade. Like, if you're trading away your first round pick, you're going after Kelce, and that's it.
Yep, I agree with that. All right, let's hop back into the mail sack. The mixer questions. Oswaldo Andrade, defense question, better stream Saints or Eagles? For me, it's the Eagles this week. Who do you like?
I think it depends, because what if the Niners are... Oh, man, those Saints, they're looking good. They're looking real good. But, yeah, go with the Eagles. Hope Danny Dimes fumbles it like four times.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping he gets going. I'm hoping he gets running again.
I think it was... I saw some stat that it was like the first game in 22 games that he hasn't turned the ball over, and he has 36 turnovers in those 22 games.
It's rough.
Which is insane.
Yeah, it's rough. Black Mamba, hi guys, trying to get ahead for week 11 with Bills on bye. Who is the best streaming quarterback for 11? He's got Baker, so this is next week. Baker versus Philadelphia, Bridgewater and Detroit. Oh, Lord. Taysom Hill versus Atlanta, Cousins versus Dallas. Who's your super
How
scratchy?
About,
you're super scratchy.
You go Cousins versus Dallas for sure. I think is my go-to. If as far as streamers, it'd be Cousins versus Dallas.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know why you put Taysom Hill in there. Is there an actual opportunity that Taysom Hill is going to start?
Well, against the Falcons, man, you never know. He could have like three touchdowns.
He could have like a fourth quarter worth starting.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, Black Mamba, PPR, choose a running back and flex. I believe this is for this week then. Swift, Wilkins, and Hyde, Singletary, AB, DJ Moore, Chark, and Deontay. Delete Rockets. So we need a running back out of Swift, Wilkins, Hyde, and Singletary.
I would probably go with Wilkins. As much as I don't like Wilkins, he's still playing the Titans, who are a very beatable defense. Oh, and they play on Thursday too. So that's short week. Defense should be bad. I like the Colts offensive line. I like the way Wilkins is playing. I don't hate it against a beatable defense in Tennessee.
All right. And for the flex spot, we still got all those guys. Who do you like for the flex here?
So I know there was Singletary, there was Deontay, and there was Swift, right?
Yeah, Swift, Hyde, Singletary, AB,
Hyde, yeah.
DJ Moore, Chark, and Deontay. Toledo Rockets.
I think even if Hyde is active, I would still roll with Deontay. They're playing the Bengals. I think they'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. I know who doesn't like it, but Singletary's probably not going to be great. I don't love Swift against Washington, and I don't love Hyde either playing against the Rams. It's just not a good matchup. It's just not a good matchup for either of those guys.
Hoos, are you back with us? You sound good now? Can't hear you, buddy. See your lips moving, can't hear you. Okay, just do sign language. I'm just excited to see this Bengals-Steelers game. I think that's going to be actually a really good game between those two teams.
I hope so, yeah.
Black Mamba 24, PPR, Janu versus the Colts or Tanyan versus Jacksonville? That's a good question.
Tanyan.
Who's?
Yeah, Tanyan for sure.
Thumbs up for Tanyan. Oh, he's coming back in, moving his mouth.
I think he's saying Tanyan.
Yeah, I think he is too. Oswaldo, was who's or anyone on the Sunday show last weekend? If so, I salute you for telling me to play Brandon Cooks over AB and Godwin. Good S. I don't know. He might have been. Minimal Impact. Oh, that's good. That's a good opportunity to mention. If you guys are enjoying this type of show, the live call-in stuff, we do a Sunday morning show as well called The Blitz. We start at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Same format. A little bit faster because it's mostly start-sit questions, but it's phone lines are open, and you can call in to get your questions right on Sunday morning before kickoff. Minimal Impact, Dobbins or Jonathan Taylor this week, standard?
Oh, man, that's like pulling at my heartstrings. I think it's Jonathan Taylor still. As much as I just talked about Wilkins, Dobbins, oh, no, I'm going back. I'm going with Dobbins against the Patriots. Sunday Night Football, I know the Patriots are good, but they're not as good as they used to be. Roll with Dobbins. JT, we just can't trust him. I'm taking Dobbins.
Okay. All right. And then Gesicki or Trey Burton this week for tight end?
I would go with Gesicki. I know that he hasn't seen the volume we wanted out of him, but I think against a beatable Chargers defense, he may do much better than we expect.
All right.
I would roll with him there.
Okay. A couple more questions from YouTube here. FTD34, should I trade Josh Jacobs for Tyreek Hill?
I think if you have the RB depth, I would.
Yeah. Give us some more of your team information, FTD, because if he's your running back, like, 3 or something, possibly, but let us know who else you're starting, and who else you have, because that's actually kind of a good question.
Tyreek Hill is like one of the best, man. He's leading the league in touchdowns. I don't even think he's fully cooking right now. I think he's still got more in the tank to do better. And Jacobs is just getting swallowed with 8-9-man fronts.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's add who's back. Who's you back with us now?
I think I'm good now.
Yeah, you're good now. Okay. All right, guys.
Well, let's go.
Let's go back. Let's go back. We'll wait a few seconds here for FTD to send us more information. I'm going to double check. Oh, you know what? I did get a direct message. Hang on. Somebody hit me in the DMs. Danger Zone 21. I believe this is Oswaldo. Yes. We got a trade question. Here we go. Let's see what
we
got.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who.
I got offered Godwin and Hilaire for Mike Gurley. Should I accept that? It's a standard league. My running back. I'm sorry. This was 2 months ago. Let me go back. Who should I offer for Miles Sanders? Okay, so he wants to buy Miles Sanders. Here's who he's got on his roster. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Brandon Cooks, James Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Waller, and okay, so we got Johnson from Houston, David Johnson, CEH, A.J. Brown. I'm sorry, Antonio Brown, Higgins, and Rager and Ertz. Dobbins, Godwin. My God, this team is loaded. So he's buying Miles Sanders. He's already got Jacobs, Robinson, CEH, and DJ.
I mean, all those names, the first one that comes to mind is probably CEH as a guy you maybe want to look to move if you think that people still value him fairly highly. I talked about this actually recently, and I don't think that his value is going anywhere in a positive direction. I believe he only played 43% of the snaps. He actually played less snaps than Travis Homer this week. So things are not trending up for CEH right now. And so if you can get an owner who still believes in him, still thinks he's the guy, I think that's kind of where you start. And then you move, you know, see what you can do. But there's a lot of pieces there that you kind of just threw at us.
I don't even know if do you even need to train for Miles Sanders, or is this just the thing that he wants to do?
It's the thing to do. All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, he kind of feels
We've had a few Miles Sanders questions. So yeah. He wants to trade for Miles Sanders. That's cool. Very open-ended though. It's difficult to kind of just without knowing what they want, what they need. But I would say, you know, CEH for Miles Sanders could be an upgrade you may be able to get still. Otherwise I'm not really looking to trade AJ Brown or Devontae Adams or, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers. You want to keep all those high end guys. So
yeah, you got kind of so much depth. Right, I mean, if you're really, really looking for it, you got Rager and Godwin and Dobbins and Higgins and AJ Brown on your bench.
So many guys, but like, yeah,
you got plenty of depth. I mean, you could do a 2-for-1 and even eat a little bit of a loss, quote unquote, on this trade.
Yeah.
And still be better off in the end, because then you wouldn't have to try to figure out these decisions every week. And I just don't even know if you need to do it. But it's there you go. There you go. Back to FTD34's question. This is the Josh Jacobs or Tyreek Hill. His starting running backs are on the screen, guys. Mixon, David Johnson, and Justin Jackson. So you're giving away your running back one there for Tyreek Hill. I don't think anyone's going to want to do this.
No, you can't do that. Not with David Johnson hurt and Mixon hurt and Justin Jackson not playing. You basically don't have any other running backs. Yeah, so yeah, you want to hold on to Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, if you're going to try to consolidate or rather liquidate Josh Jacobs, you better be getting another running back in return. You're not giving up that guy for just a wide receiver. Try to get somebody else, maybe two lesser running backs. That's the Hoos style, the 1-for-2. It's the opposite day Hoos, 1-for-2. He always does 2-for-1.
Yeah, you got to get the twofers. You got to open up that roster, speed throwing a piece.
Yeah, this is a no-senor.
No, senor.
All right, that's all right, it. Man. I think we're clear. Questions are done in the Mixler. Questions are done in the
sack is empty.
The sack is empty.
It's depleted?
It is drained. Yeah, right. We're good. All right, guys, we appreciate you. We appreciate you very much for listening today to the Sleepwire Mail Sack. Let me get my thing set up here. If you had any issues and you couldn't watch the show or you couldn't call in because maybe you're listening on replay, you can always follow us on the Sleeper app at the Sleeper Wire channel. Get that app, download it, join the Sleeper Wire channel. You can talk to us all the time there. We're also on Facebook groups, Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. That is where you can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. Want to thank on today's show Jordan Richards. He is a Dynasty and Debbie specialist. You can find him on Twitter at Chubboy Rich. He's part of the FTN Network, Destination and Debbie, helping you dominate your Dynasty and Debbie leagues. They're on Twitter as well, at DL Football. And performance-based. Sorry. My deep sleeper seer, Prophet Hoos, was on the show. He's on Twitter at SleeperWire Hoos. He's part of SleeperWire as well.
I will say, last week you said, give these people a sleeper. I gave him Zaccheaus Solomide.
Yeah, you did.
That's true. You did.
And he is a very, you know, we call you the prophet, which is sort of a weird, you know, like antiquated use of a term for a guy that's. But this wide receiver's name was very like Carthaginian. It sounds very old fashioned. Like that's what they would name somebody 2,000 years ago, right?
Right. Yes.
Very biblical name. I love it.
Not sure.
All right, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. You know how to follow us now. I've told you everything. We'll be back next week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. All these platforms, YouTube, Twitch, and Periscope. And if you want to find us on the web, send us a question through our website, sleeperwire.com. There's links to everything up there, including a Patreon page and a store. You can buy Sleeperwire clothes. All right, appreciate everybody for listening. Thanks, Jordan and Hoos for being on the show. My name is Producer Steve. We will catch you next week. Have a great week 10, guys. Thanks to all those veterans out there as well.